Remember, the prophet said, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, remember? And then Jeremiah, the prophet, said it's a den of thieves. Jesus used that and said in Jerusalem that my house should be a house of prayer, but it's a den of thieves and robbers. And that can happen, that a church plays more bingo than prayer. A church more business than spirit. A church could be more programs than spirit and love and salvation. And I would love to see 1,000 people saved this year. How about it? Wouldn't it be great? 1,000, hundreds baptized in that tank. Could that happen? Yes, it can. If you have a need in your heart for something, like say something that troubles you in your heart, and you want prayer for that, like just raise your hand. Okay, there are things, okay. Yeah, so Lord, let's pray. Lord, these things in our hearts, these things that may trouble us, these things that you said, cast your care, anxieties on me. I care for you. Lord, this is prayer tonight. We're asking in your name to answer prayers tonight by faith. And may we could carry these things. The Spirit would lead us, not carry our anxieties or worries, but to carry your burden, what you care about, to carry what is on your heart, Lord, to be an intercessor and to pray for this church and churches in the country. As we will go through trials, we will have periods of difficulty ordained of you. And may we learn to walk with you very deeply and personally in every situation and draw close to you. And teach us that, Lord. We pray. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Just one other physical healing. Anybody need physical healing? Just you need that. Okay. Prodigal sons or daughters or relatives. Yeah. We have some. We have, Lord. You hear our prayers tonight. That we carry these things in our lives, Lord. We ask you, we give them to you. And we pray fervent prayers and say, amen. Amen. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. One short story, I remember praying and I had a care and a burden, and it was like I knelt down, and the burden was in my heart, and I was just kind of worried and troubled about the whole thing, and it was as if I went down through the floor. I got heavy and I was weighed down, depressed. And I was there for a while, and then I just thought, that, you know, no, this isn't prayer. I don't know that this is prayer. This is like just an exercise of depression. Like an exercise of depression, that's what it was. Like God's not in this. It's kind of where I got up and I just started to be thankful and rejoice in God. And just had changed my whole attitude about it. Because I don't think God enjoyed that sulking, depression, empty, like just not empty, but that's my flesh. I thought, this is my flesh. I think this is my flesh. I'm just depressed about my problems. But 1 Peter says, James, cast your care. Cast it upon him, 1 Peter 5. He cares for you, like casting on him. And the word cast is like to rifle it away from you, like not just put it to the side on the desk, but it's like to really get it out of there, like throw it away. Because that heaviness, it's like doesn't help. It doesn't help. I mean, so that's just one. But that's not my message. I've got 10 or 15 minutes to share something with you. So I did just that. But turn to Psalm 50, please. And I have a short piece here. I hope it's not too much stuff here. We had in the introduction, now we have that, or I just said that, now we got another thing, boy. Okay, so little bits and pieces. This is goulash, Magyar, Hungarian goulash. They call it goulash, so. Okay, Psalm 50, and verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, even your God. So the Lord's talking to Israel, his people, and he's saying, I have something to say against you. It would be kind of like the Lord saying about my prayer. He'd say, you know, get up out of the basement. You know, get up, I got something to say to you. And then that did happen to Joshua. It did happen to Joshua. They were defeated at Ai, and Joshua went down on his face, and the Lord said to Joshua, get up on your feet. What are you doing down there? Get up, I'm talking to you. You're a commander of this nation, and I need you. I don't need you down there on your face. I need you to get up. I'm going to talk to you. How about that? Isn't that good? Job 38, he says it to Job, stand up on your feet. I require of you. I demand of you. I'm talking to you. So listen to what I'm saying and stand up. So this is the idea. Verse 7. I hope that's not too hard for you. If it is, then you got to grow up and get biblical. And I realize that we got to be accountable to our God. And God said, I am your God, I am God. Okay, so that's kind of strong. Verse 8. I will not reprove you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of your house, nor he goats out of your folds. I will, for every beast of the field forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. And I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. And what he's saying is, all those animals and everything that you could offer to me, I own them already. And when you sacrifice them to me, it really isn't something I'm interested in. I'm not interested in that. Because he said, I already own them. They all belong to me. And the birds, is verse 11, I know all the fowls of the mountains, the wild beasts. And if I was hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. So we have what we could call as outward religion, outward sacrifices, outward behaviors, outward living. But the Lord is after the heart. And our place in life is in the context of trials. It's in the context of trials. Maybe I could get my iPad up here and make a silly little picture, but it might mean something. Let's see how it goes. It's simple. So we have a believer, and we have the outward things that the believer is exercised in, like offering animals. And the Lord is saying, I really don't care about your animals. I care about your heart, what's on your heart. By the way, we once did a message on Pontius Pilate and Jesus Christ, and they're standing next to each other at the trial. And I remember this, it really was profound to me. Pontius Pilate had a crown on his head. So put a crown, he's like the leader and the king, right? And Jesus had a crown too. His was a crown of thorns. But actually that was a crown on his heart. You put the crown is on the heart. Where does the Lord want your crown? How does the Lord want you crowned? How does he want us crowned? But not on the outside, but on the inside. That's where you're really living. And out of the two men, who's the greater one? The one with the crown on his head, political, money, fame, reputation, or the man with the crown on his heart? Why is the crown on Christ's heart? Because he's obedient. But where is he obedient? He's obedient in the context of a trial. So I want to put here, trial. I hope you could, you know, like think with me about this, that it's trials. That's really what life is about. It's about trials. It's about two things. It's about God, three. It's about God, let's put God here, and about your heart, one, two, three. It's about God, my heart, and my trial. Don't think life is about a life living without trials. It isn't. It's trials because that's how you know God. That's how we are tested in our hearts. And this is a sacrifice. This is a sacrifice. Let's look at chapter 50 in verse 13. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Does the Lord drink the blood of bulls and goats? And obviously, no. Do I care about those things? No. What do I care about? Verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving. What's that mean? The heart. Offer to God your heart of thanksgiving. When? When things are good, yes. But also when things are bad. When there isn't a trial and when there is a trial, offer to me thanksgiving. That's better than a bull and a goat. Because in life, the external things here, whatever you want to, you know, the bulls and the goats and whatever it is that you could use to offer up your service or your offering, is not the primary thing. What's primary is what's in our hearts. And when we are in a trial and the Lord meets us in the trial, now we have something to offer up to God that actually came from God into our hearts and is now in the trial. Look at, watch. It comes from God, the grace, the Spirit, into our hearts in the trial, and then we offer that up in the trial. You see how it works? It's God in the trial, is with you in the trial, and now you offer up praise and thanksgiving in the trial. That's how it works. Let's read it. He goes, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. When? In the day of trouble. Why? Because that's better than a bull and a goat. Because a bull and a goat is like, that's like me doing an exercise. And you can do that and go away, you know, unhappy or no change. And you don't know God. You offer a bull and a goat, but you don't know God. But when you're in a trial and you go to God and you say, help me, that glorifies him. Because from God into our hearts goes the grace and the truth and the ministry. And then we offer that up in our trouble, in our trial, in our crazy life, in a crazy world. This is a offering. It's an offering of thanksgiving. It's an offering of praise. It's an offering. Now, look at Jesus with Pontius Pilate. Jesus is there in obedience in the trial, and the Father is giving him what he needs in his trouble. So now he's hanging on a cross, you know, within some short time, an hour later, he's hanging on a cross, and in his trouble, he is offering up a sacrifice, which is himself, but it's also the spiritual nature of him, that he is trusting the Father. He is worshiping the Father. He is believing the Father. He is trusting the Father. We are followers of that example. Now, there are people that don't like trouble, so they run away, but they run away into trouble because they got themselves. They might get out of it in one way, but then you sit down in sorrow, or however we want to say it. There's many, many things to say about it. But let's finish up here. It goes, verse 15, I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. So in your trouble, you offer up thanksgiving, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. Now, in our church, starting last spring or summer, beginning of summer, we had some trouble. And that's always difficult. It was difficult for me. It's always difficult. Trouble is difficult. But the crown isn't on our head in this world. The crown is in our hearts. And that's where we live with God. And we say, and God could say, you know, how are you doing in your trouble? And we say, we are trusting in you. And we're offering up in our hearts thanksgiving. And we're praising you, and we're asking you to fill us with the Spirit. 1 Peter 4:12 says that's what happens in our fiery trial. 1 Peter 4:12. That don't be worried about the fiery trial or be amazed by it, for the Spirit of glory will rest upon you. It's the word tabernacle. The Spirit of God tabernacles upon you in your fiery trial. If you are being tested, you are innocent of the charges. So if somebody innocent being slandered or charged against, the Spirit of glory will tabernacle upon you in your trial, and you will glorify God. I mean, God will use it to make something known. He will use it to show somebody. Just like when we see Jesus with Pontius Pilate, we see God there. And then when we see Jesus on the cross, we see God is there. And when we see a thief go to paradise by promise. We see God there. And then 3 days later, we see an empty tomb and we see God is there. That's a model for us. So it's not the external things. It's the walk that you have in your, and it glorifies God. Does God care about dead animals? No. He cares about your life and your joy and your peace and your heart and your mind, your words, your attitude. And it gets better. Actually, you get blessed in it. We'll end there. That's enough for the text there, verse 15. And I will deliver you and you will glorify me. So here's the last thing. Do you realize when you go through your trials that actually God is glorified? That somehow it reflects back to God that God is worth it. Yes, it's worth it. God is worth it. Oh yeah, God did it. God, it's not always easy, but there's grace for it. He gives greater grace. He will help you. He will lead you. He will crown you with glory and honor. He will help you in your trouble, and you will be glorifying. We will be glorifying God. Yeah. Amen. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, many people in this room have gone through deep trials. There are people here with tears in their hearts because of pain and sorrow. And there are people here who have learned and followed and quietly trusted, and you have helped them. And they are mature people learning who you are, quietly loving and very, very thankful for everything. And we are, Lord. We're thankful. We're thankful that you sent us here into the world. We are thankful that you saved us by your grace. We're thankful that you visit us in the morning and at night and you help us and answer our prayers. We're thankful we have friends and family in the Lord. You've given some long life. We are thankful for long life, a meaningful life. We're thankful for our church and our mission. We're thankful that we can see good things happening. We're thankful for our country that you put us here, that we can be salt and light. We're thankful to lead one soul to the Lord, to you, Lord. We're thankful that our life is not meaningless. We're thankful that we can hear your words. We're thankful we can go to Bible school. We're thankful that we can open our mouths and make known the mysteries of Christ in some measure, in some degree, but we're thankful for what we have. We're very thankful for it, Lord. And help us in our trials coming in the future. Whatever you may give us, may we learn to be living sacrifices and offer to you the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and be a help and have a ministry of grace to people. In Jesus' name. And then anyone listening, you've not yet come to Jesus, come tonight. Come to Jesus as you are. Come by faith to Christ. And you are born of God, indwelt by your spirit, called by his name. You are his child. put your trust in him personally. In Jesus' name, amen.